בוקר טוב, חברים.
Good morning, friends of World Kli.
אנחנו רוצים.
We want
להמשיך ביחד איתכם.
To continue together with you. What we started yesterday. Good connection. Powerful internal.
ואנחנו שוב חוזרים.
And we're going back. We are repeating, we were saying again, that on this day, called the 7th of Passover, there are special lights, strong ones, capable to skip over all kinds of degrees in our desire to promote us in a natural way, as we learned. Yesterday, Rav explained to us that in every person, there are desires to bestow and desires to receive. Let's focus as much as we can on implementing the desires to bestow that are within us. Let's connect, learn, cry out, and put together a prayer and constantly turn to the Creator to correct us. To remove from us everything that stops us from connecting. There is a special force that can do this. And the salvation of the Lord is the blink of an eye. We know that Rav says all the time that his goal is at least to take us across to the first degree. We can do this together. We can do this now. Let's do it, friends. L'chaim.
מתוך שמעתי קופלון א'
From שמעתי 151 And Israel saw the Egyptians In the verse And Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore And the people feared the Lord And they believed in the Lord And in His servant Moses We must understand how is they believed relevant here. Obviously, the miracle of the Exodus from Egypt and the division of the sea brought Israel to greater faith than they had before. After all, our sages said about the verse, "This is my God, and I will glorify him," that a maid at the sea saw more than did Ezekiel the prophet. Hence, this means that the Exodus from Egypt was a case of open miracles, which brings to knowledge of the Lord, which is the opposite of the meaning of faith, since it does not mean above reason. And when seeing open miracles, it is very difficult to be in faith, since, moreover, it is a time of expansion of the reason. Therefore, what is the meaning of the text, and they believed in the Lord? We should interpret, according to the commentary, that all believe that he is a God of faith. The verse narrates Israel's praise, who, even after seeing the revealed miracles, their servitude of the Creator was not reduced in them by way of faith above reason. It is a great work to hold on to the path of faith and not slide it at all once you are awarded and can serve the Creator within reason. An open workshop for the ten. Every friend in the ten should convince the ten why the friend to his right deserves to exit Egypt. Again, an active workshop. Every friend in the ten should convince the ten that his friend on the right deserves to cross, to come out of Egypt. Well, I got the easiest friend in the tent. He deserves to come out of Egypt before all of us because he wants it most. He wants it most. He is willing to do everything for it. He is willing to kill himself, to immerse himself in the friends, in society. he is willing to annul himself, to become dust, just for the society and to bring contentment to the Creator. So he deserves the most. I thought it was easier for me, because I have Niv. Well, Niv is a walking example. Even when it lies down and sits up, it's a constant example of attitude towards the friends, towards the lessons, towards love, towards keeping time, towards the beast, a right attitude to the beast, towards the family, towards love. Wherever you can build the right relationship, Niv has it. So, Niv is like totally in bestowal already. So maybe we deserve to discover that he's already there. Well, obviously I got the easiest task.
Danny Moshe Weitzfeld.
Danny Moshe Weitzfeld.
Now,
what do I want to tell you about Danny?
Danny,
to Danny, the goal becomes more and more burning over the years, as the years go by. I don't know how it happens, but the need and the efforts, you know, when you come to the wisdom of Kabbalah, everything is burning and wow and let's go and only this. So Dani is becoming more and more like this. Doesn't matter how the years go by, that's the way he is, more and more so. So we should write a book about it.
Okay.
I have a lot to say, but I want to make it short so other people will speak as well. The thing that inspires me most about Itai, that is an example of the Kabbalists who are very quiet, don't make a lot of noise like me to get attention. From the day he came in, he put on himself kind of the yoke and just goes ahead with devotion and quiet, and you can feel the internality in this kind of loud silence. You can hear the sound of silence in him. Itai. The friend to my right deserves to exit Egypt right now because he feels the pressure of society and it's concerned. It's all concentrating in him. He feels he is an inseparable part of it. He is like the little prince who has been lifted on everyone's shoulders and demanding of him. And we can feel that he's just an inseparable part of us, and we want him to observe the condition he has to observe. And this is the one last thing missing to be a super Kabbalist. This is what he feels, this is what he's going to implement, because the greatness of the goal is burning in him. And it's important for him to be a great Kabbalist, way above everyone.
You need this point of Nachshon that is fearless and with complete disregard, it's doing something that's above nature, above any logic. And I think this point that's above any logic, any of the things that keep us on the ground, keeping us in a comfortable place, this is the point by thanks to which we'll come out of Egypt. And this friend is not afraid of the next degree, not afraid of discovering in him the upper world, and together with the friends, of course. And that's why he deserves to come out of Egypt. That's why, thanks to him, we should all come out of Egypt.
We're not afraid to die for our country, right? The friend to my right deserves to come out of Egypt because he's to my right. he has the quality of the Creator, creation. There's none else besides him. To him, he understands. When he understands he has to change, he changes. Therefore, he meets the condition.
ועננו בתורתך ודבק ליבנו במצוותך ויחד לבבנו לאהבה וליראה את שמך ועננו בתורתך ודבק ליבנו במצוותך ויחד לבבנו לאהבה וליראה את שמך שלא נבוש ולא ניקלם ולא ניקשם לעולם בעת שלא
Friends, let's make sure everything that might disrupt us is switched off, including people on various duties. Let's open the Passover book on page 144. Shamati. The article is Shamati 151 in the book Shamati.